Kevin leaned out the door as the snowcat rumbled to a halt. The dazzling brightness reflecting off the snow hurt his eyes. Every time he closed them, he saw spots. Still, he didn't need perfect vision to see that there was big trouble up ahead.
"I guess the ride is over, Kevin,"
Willis said as she shut down the motor.
"Grab your bags. Looks like we're hoofing it from here."
Kevin didn't say a word. There wasn't really anything to say. He looked at the herd that packed the breadth of the highway up ahead. Even from as far away as they were, he could hear them moaning and crying. There was one other noise under it all. It took him a moment to realize what he was hearing.
"The snow," Kevin whispered.
"What?"
Willa asked as she shouldered her pack and buckled the weapon-laden webbed belt around her slender waist. For some reason, Kevin found that simple action amazingly sexy. He had to shake off the inappropriate thoughts starting to bloom involving her wearing only that belt, dripping with blades, and a few more exotic hand-to-hand items.
"You can hear them walking through the snow," Kevin said with a nod towards the approaching mob.
Willa tilted her head slightly and peeled back her tight-fitting knit cap. With one finger, she tucked a strand of black hair behind her ear. Kevin couldn't help but stare.
"Hey,"
Willa said with a big smile.
"You're right."
She tugged the hat back down.
"Not much gets past you, does it?"
There were a few seconds of silence between them as Kevin struggled to banish the thoughts in his head. The only sounds carrying on the cold winter breeze came from the approaching wall of undead. He shook his head clear and focused on the situation. And Aaliyah.
"The best choice for us would be to head north. The river should be that way. If we can come across a bridge at any point, I say we take the opportunity to make the move."
"You lead the way."
Kevin nodded in agreement. The rest of the day was spent in relative silence. It didn't seem that the herd saw them. If they did, they chose not to pursue. The zombies they did encounter were usually singles or small groups. Kevin continued to insist that they only engage the ones that took an active interest in them.
"You ain't worried about bringing a bunch of them with you on our heels?"
Willa asked at one point.
"We have so many places we'll be ducking in and out of that I just don't see the need for the waste of energy."
At one point, just after they had crossed an open field and began winding through a scattering of trees, Willa grabbed Kevin's shoulder and motioned for him to keep quiet. She swung a crossbow off her shoulder and loaded a bolt, bringing the weapon up and tracking something in the distance. He looked around for what she might be taking aim. All he saw was snow, and more snow. With a thrum and a hiss, there was a puff of snow about 20 yards away. Willa clapped her hands and bounded off to retrieve her prize. Reaching down, she stood and waved a plump rabbit in the air. 5 more times that day, the ritual was repeated. 4 of those times resulted in a dead rabbit. As it began to grow dark and the first snowflakes of the evening began to fall, Kevin spotted the shadows indicating a scattering of residences. He veered off course, searching for the first intact home. Luck was with them, as the very first home they came to looked to have all its windows and doors. As an added bonus, the picket fence surrounding the front yard was in excellent condition. At first, Kevin thought the residence might still remain. He discovered that he was only partially correct as he drew close enough to see the large front window. It was smeared with filth, a clear indication that a zombie, or two, was inside.